Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Nip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim entitled his column, Most Important, Most Unglamorous Subject. And here's what he has to say about that. There is probably no subject we cover more and that is ignored more than maintenance. Let's face it, maintenance is not glamorous. It is not a new machine. It is often not even a piece of a new machine. It is simply maintaining what you have. I don't care what the venue may be, industry, government, your private automobile or home, no one wants to pay for maintenance. Everyone would rather cut a ribbon opening something new than maintain what they have. Yet maintenance is everything. Life, particularly in production facilities, very particularly in production facilities that operate 24/7, can be good or bad, depending on the level of maintenance established and supported in a sustaining way. It is Maintenance Month here at Paparitalo Publications. Let me take a minute here and mention our advertiser, IDCON, which is holding its Reliability and Maintenance Conference March 19th to the 22nd in Raleigh, North Carolina. How appropriate that they are doing this during our Maintenance Month, two events which just happened to come together without coordination. Maintenance does not come together without coordination, I can guarantee that. Maintenance takes planning and close attention to detail. Neglect maintenance, however, and you'll feel pretty good for a brief time. Costs will go down, profits will go up, and things will seem to be just fine. Very quickly, however, things will go bump in the night. Most seriously neglected maintenance programs take about 2 years to get back on track. During that time, people are burned out, production and profits suffer, and life is miserable. Faced with a maintenance disaster and not knowing its exact origin, I would immediately do two things, as well as get my maintenance department organized for future success. First, I would emphasize lubrication because lack of lubrication is often the source of unidentified downtime. Second, I would clean the daylights out of everything so that I can see what I have. I would follow this up by improving the lighting. These two steps are the immediate steps necessary to get a facility back on the track of good maintenance practices. Others are very important, but this is where you start. Having corrected many maintenance disasters, my attitude toward those who deliberately neglect maintenance is often not kind. There are cases where upper management simply will not give the operating level people the money to do the job right. In this case, the focus of my disgust merely shifts. All else being equal, maintenance is the easy path to success. Safety goes hand in hand with maintenance. Show me a safety record problem, and I can probably show you that there is a maintenance problem too. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.